No, we're called a raincoat.
Yeah, not something you might open up though.
An umbrella.
All right.
Parasol.
All right. Is there a difference between those two?
Different name.
Okay, but this is for the same thing.
An umbrella, parasol.
Okay. How about something you might put on a bed put over a bed after it's been made?
I forget what they call it. We have some of them.
Would you call it something like a bedspread?
That's right. They make a lot of them in Georgia up there by Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Great many.
How about something you put your head on when you lie in bed?
Mm-hmm.
Which you put rest your head on.
Pillow.
All right. And do you remember a name for a long pillow that go all the way across the bed?
Bolster.
Right. Very good. Most people forgotten that term.
Old term. They're out of use now, but
That's
a bolster.
Yeah, that's fine. If something doesn't go only part way across, you'd say that goes what across?
Part way
across. Now, he doesn't go part way across now. Did he walk part way across the field? No, he walked. Well, would you say clean across, clear across, plumb across? Any one of those? Which one?
All the way across.
Or all the way across. How about a name for a washable, something like a blanket that's washable? And the women used to make, they tie them up.
I wouldn't know.
And a quilt?
Oh, yes, we have lots of them.
What?
My wife's mother made homemade quilts.
All right. Would you make a distinction between a comforter and a comfort or a puff? Are those all different names for a quilt, or are they different?
Not much different.
All right. How about a name for a bed on the floor? A bed made up flat.
Pallet.
Right. How about names for terms for different kinds of arable land?
Kind of what?
Land that you can grow, you know, that's land that is productive, that you can, it's good for planting things. For instance, low-lying land.
They call it bottom land and upland here.
Okay, those are the two distinct. How about terms for swampy land? I don't suppose you have.
Heard it's called swampy and boggy.
Okay. You didn't have much of that around here, I suppose.
Very little, that's
okay. How about names for different kinds of soil?
Well, the sandy soil and clay soil and rich soil, gravelly soil.
All right. Do you ever use the term loam or loam?
Loam.
What does that mean?
Well, that means it's rich in in organic matter.
Okay. If it's rained a lot, there's a lot of water standing on the land, and you want to, before you plant, you have to get that water off.
Drain it.
Okay. And what might you cut? You might cut a
ditch.
All right.
Channel.
All right. Is there anything? Is there a difference between a channel and a ditch?
I know of none.
All right. Now some terms for flowing bodies of water. We were talking about this before. You mentioned creek before. Mm-hmm. Is creek the term that'd be used around here?
Creek.
Or branch. Is there a difference between a creek and a branch?
Just depending on where it's all. It's a creek in Georgia and a branch in Tennessee.
All right. But he doesn't.
Same thing.
But a branch and a creek are the same size. It doesn't have anything to do with their size.
Nothing
it's just location.